we got the audience to decide which seven sins that would go into the future, which of them, and which of them were redundant, we didn't need any more. And Beryl played the absence of sin in a beautiful angelic way, what life is like without sin. And I had to do the counterpart, very uncharacteristically, and play the presence of sin. But the one I had a real problem with was envy, because I don't suffer envy too much. So I did some research through the Dulocks catalogue and wrote a poem called Shades of Green. This is my dedication to envy. Jade twitches at her curtains, pokes her nose into their garden. At the sight of their inferior dahlias, she gets a tiny hard-on. But when their chrysanthemums are blooming, that woman's soul is fuming, rips the curtains off the rails as she storms into their flower beds to release her killer snails. It's just another shade of envy, another type of mean, the one that makes you sabotage someone else's bowling green. Moss pulls across the shutters on his tiny wooden barge, eyeing up his neighbour's rudder so powerful and large. He knows he'll never get his hands on that kind of turbo charge, so he drowns himself inside and sleeps alone within his snoring. Making false comparisons, his boat never leaves its mooring. It's just another shade of envy, it's just another type of fear, the one that makes you give up hope and sink another beer. Olive peers out through lank tresses at the back row of the combat class, admiring with self-pity the shape of a bouncing latex arse, attached to a concave stomach and four shapely slender limbs to be that particular brand of beauty, that variety of thin. She gets down on her hands and knees and hacks up over a toilet rim. It's just another shade of envy, the art of pure self-loathing, the one that makes you pop diet pills till you can fit into child's clothing. Emerald watches all the lovers from the window at the back. At the sight of such public affection, she only feels romantic lack. To her, it's like a gunshot from a happy couple whack. And every time he kisses her, she feels it like a smack. It's just another shade of envy, a blanket of illusion. Believing love can't be lonely, it's just Mills and Boone's delusion. It's just a chantre shade of feeling that's tantamount to stealing. Another type of aggression that masks a deep depression. So pull your curtains, shut the blinds, leave every shade of jealousy behind. Change your palette and your theme, ditch the inner victim and low self-esteem. Because if you really want a shot of realising your dream, first you have to face the fact you look really sick in green.